All right, now we're going to require a little setup for this, right?
Tent setup, I believe.
Dude,
is what
I
this
will
is
kick
called.
Your ass in tent setup.
Yeah, it's not that elaborate. It just involves some people that we work with up here. So I was called in, as we often are, all of us, all of the hosts and producers, except Fernando, are called in to cut commercials. Depending on when we get here, before work, after work, during work, whenever, we're called in to cut certain commercials, as you will hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So last Thursday, almost a week ago, I was called into said production room by our buddy Pat, mm-hmm. Vape and Pat.
That's right.
Obviously.
He loves the Cubs.
The fake Bob Sturm.
That's right. So Pat hands me a script for Baker Brothers.
Okay. Baker Brothers.
Who we have been doing ads for years and years and years, myself.
They've essentially refurbished your home.
Yes. My home is a giant toilet, a heated seat toilet with endless hot water.
They're the ones that installed your love toilet, right?
They are. They are the architects of the love toilet.
So you and your wife can play Scrabble while you're de-doing.
Right. So I look at the Baker Brothers script, and I'm just kind of like, okay. Now look, here's the deal with these scripts. It doesn't matter. It's not like it's that big of an inconvenience. You go in there, it takes a minute to read them, maybe two if you get it wrong or you need some emphasis on something, but for all of us, it's not that big a deal. We all do it. It doesn't take a lot of time, and they're already pre-written for you. The recorded ones are. You know, we do our live spots, which are different, but the recorded ones are written. We go in there, we do it. Pat puts them all together, puts a jingle package behind it, emails it off to the client. Boom. Done. Over. It's quick.
Right.
For us, it stops and starts at the read.
Yeah.
You know, we read it, we're done with it.
Right. So I notice at the bottom of this Baker Brothers script, it says, have Corby be very upbeat. Like that was a direction.
Right.
And the AE, the account executive, yes.
The person that is the liaison between the radio station and the client.
Mm-hmm. His name, Carlene. Now, Carlene has been working here for many, many years as well.
I think she's been here 58 years.
Close. Very, very close.
She was here before we were bought by Susquehanna, I believe.
Was she really?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Yeah, that's probably true. So, anyway, she had written that down there just for added emphasis. Mm-hmm. So, and you see that. You see direction written on there on certain scripts all the time. Like, hey, have him stress this.
Well, there's stuff redlined. It happens all the time.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I look at it, and I do the spot. And then I look at Pat. I go, you know what would be really funny? As if I tank this spot.
And like do the most mundane, lackluster, boring read.
Yes. And sent that off.
Maybe
as,
even lugubrious.
Sent that, yes, lugubrious. And sent that off as the real spot, where I'm clearly not upbeat. And he goes, yeah, that'd be funny. And I thought that Carlene would buy it. And I know that Jimmy Dale, who is the Baker Brothers impresario.
Mm-hmm. He'd get a kick.
He would get a total kick out of it if we stretch this out into some really well-formed prank. So I alert him to it. He's down with it. Jimmy is. And so I did this. Now, I'm going to play you a portion of the good spot that I did. Okay, now this is the spot that you're hearing right now on the radio.
The real one.
The real spot.
This is the upbeat Corby spot.
Yeah, just the, yes, this is how I would typically read, no matter if it said to be upbeat or not, but this is the spot that made it on the air. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air would like to ask you a very personal question. How old is your water heater? Corby Davidson here. If you don't know, your family could be at great risk. You see, water heaters are warranted by their manufacturers for 6 or 8 years. After that, they become increasingly inefficient and can develop costly leaks. If your water heater is more than 6 years old, do what we did at the Davidson house. Call Baker Brothers. They have... Okay.
All right.
You get the
good
idea,
stuff,
right?
Corby.
Okay. Normal copy.
Right.
You know? Fired up. So, This is the one that was sent to Carlene, the AE.
Yes, and after being specifically directed to be upbeat.
Yes. This
you
is
sent this.
This is the one that she received. Corby here. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air would like to ask you a very personal question. How old's your water heater? If you don't know, your family could be at great risk. You see, water heaters are warrantied by their manufacturers for 6 or 8 years. After that, they become increasingly inefficient and can develop costly leaks. If your water heater is more than 6 years old, do what we did at the Davidson House and call Baker Brothers. They have special low prices on every new Rheem water heater they install, and Baker Brothers will extend Rheem's 8-year guarantee with an additional 4 years.
Oh, wow,
absolutely.
This is so
free.
Funny to me.
You gotta love that. Make sure your family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John, it sounds like you just downed a bottle of Robitussin.
Oh, no. You gotta love that, man.
Bake with a new Rheem water heater. Go tankless with Rheem and you'll never run out of hot water again. And with Baker Brothers' additional 4 years, you get up to 12 full years of hot water worry free. So call Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air 214 or 817-267-0900 or visit BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, great service since 1945.
Holy crap, that's awesome. Baker Brothers 214.
So that is...
you couldn't have been more disinterested.
Dude, but it's kind of... It's at the perfect place right in the middle where I don't know whether to believe he's joking or is he like watching a movie while he's reading this. I don't know.
Right.
It's not so bad where you sniff it out as being fake.
So it is sent to her and immediately Pat in production gets a message from Carlene. Come see me now. So Pat... being the professional prankster that he is, had his phone set to record, and this is the conversation between Pat and Carlene after she heard that spot.
That was the upbeat Corby.
There's no way. Have you listened to it?
That was the
it's
third.
Embarrassing.
You should have heard
the
first two.
No, I don't want to take this out on you. That's embarrassing. It's almost like he's pissed at me, and he's doing that deliberately.
You should have heard the first two because they were.
And I had him drilled, saying, "Look, man,
the first two were really bad.
This was the best one. Okay, keep stressing that this one was the one, and that I was getting a little chippy with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, bro, you know, anybody got a problem with that? You come to me, okay? Because I was pretty adamant that that third one was kick ass.
It's almost like he's pissed at me, and he's doing that deliberately.
You should have heard the first two, because they were 10 times worse. And when I told...
What?
Shut up. When I tried to get him to do a fourth, he said that if anybody has an issue with it, to take it to him directly.
Okay,
he's in the studio now, of course, so, but...
Right.
Because I tried to get him, like I said, a fourth time, and he was like, nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send it to Alan, and I'll let Alan come in.
I'm sorry to get that kind of attitude. So now it's time
oh
for it to go
to
be
her boss.
Upstairs to her boss.
Yes.
I'm
going
to send it to Alec, and Alec will handle
it. Now, Alec's not in on this either.
No. It was just me and Pat.
Uh-huh.
Me and Pat, and that's it. So it is time now for Pat to go in there to Alec. Now, should we take a break?
Yeah.
And come back? Okay.
Do.
All right. So
break time.
We have the audio with Carlene and Pat and the boss, and then after that, I will play you my interfacing with Carlene soon after that.
All right, let's get back into this prank that you've executed. This is very well conceived.
So, to recap very quickly here, I was called in to record a commercial in production for Baker Brothers, one of our oldest and bestest clients we have. And I saw at the bottom of it, it said, read this upbeat. So I decided to play a prank on the account executive, Carlene, who had stressed that to read this upbeat and completely read one with the poorest attitude ever. And
it's
that,
really bad.
That was going to be the real spot, according to her. It was sent to her.
Mm-hmm. Play the back half of it before we... So you can hear this is what she heard.
The bad spot?
Yeah, the, kind of like the back half of the bad spot, so okay. You can hear how just disinterested
Baker
you are.
Again, and give us about Baker Brothers seconds. Additional 4 years, you get up to 12 full years of hot water worry-free. So call Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, 214 or 817-267-0900, or visit BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, great service since 1945.
Oh, so half-assed. I've never heard anything more half-assed and disinterested in my life, except for one of my own spots.
Yeah. I think I'd had one, a live spot one time, like 8 or 9 years ago for like Dave and Buster's. And it was so, I don't remember, maybe I was sick or something. And then I like redid it and went completely over the top. Then that's where the Now This Is Fun drop came on.
Right. I remember we busted your balls.
You guys were killing me because I sounded like, I think I was sick and I was really, really, it was a down spot for sure.
So Carlene immediately, in sales, she calls the production guy, Pat, and is like, unacceptable. So then it's time to, because Pat tells her, look, this was the best I got out of Corby.
I did three of these, and this was the best one, and he refused to do a fourth.
Right. So Carlene then says, well, let's take this to my boss, mm-hmm. who is Alec, who is head of sales down there, he and his fake beard.
He the man.
Yes, he is. So here is Carlene and Pat and Alec all together.
Alec has heard the recording?
No, not yet. Although she emailed it to him, and now they're going into the office. She can't even wait for him to listen. They go running into the office. So she hits send and then runs in there. So here they are all together.
Usually I get them, there's a 3:20 break because it's a long break.
Okay, and so basically you can grab him. What I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying grab him at 5 o'clock, but you could grab him at 4:30. You could grab him
at whenever he goes on.
Meaning you have permission to do it.
Trying to figure out when to come get me to do this again.
Right.
Which I have no intentions of doing.
I've gone in there. Normally we do it when there is a long break.
Okay.
And that long break is at 3:20.
Okay.
I'm sure he can be grabbed at a break.
Because tomorrow's Friday. And now.
They might be going to a break any time now.
I know.
So if you want to go in there.
Oh, absolutely. I will not go in there. I don't have permission to go in there under any circumstances.
So salespeople are not allowed in here. They're not allowed to come in because this is all going on while we're on the air.
Yeah.
And they are not allowed to come in here at all.
They're not allowed to
conduct
business while we are pulling a shift.
We have fake Michael Irvin standing outside door at all times saying, closed.
Well, I'll go in there and mention to him.
I can't send it.
I'll go in there at their next break and see if I can get him out or what they're doing. I don't know if they've got something going on.
They want it to sound so upbeat. I mean, even, you know, I am sorry, but I have a problem.
Now she's got a problem with me. I've got a problem with him.
She sounds like she's about to cry.
She is.
Baker Brothers changed.
Okay, now they're in Alec's office.
Okay.
Copies like, Corby, we do the spot. It's in the production notes, really upbeat. Because they changed the copy. Yeah. They wanted them to personalize it. So I wrote the script personalized. I sent you the spot, and maybe I'm dreaming and I'm on drugs, but if you can listen to the spot, if you think it's upbeat, I'll send it. I think it sounds almost deliberately ridiculous.
Upbeat is relative.
I agree.
I love Alex.
Upbeat is relative. God, and if you know Alec, it's perfect, isn't it?
Upbeat is relative. And listen to her quick retort. I know.
Ridiculous.
Well, upbeat is relative.
I agree.
This
one sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like. I'll let you say. You're talking to me? No, because I asked Pat, because Pat had him.
Okay, so now he's pulled it up on the computer, and they're all sitting around listening. So let me fast forward through it here.
Make sure you're
okay.
That needs to be redone.
Okay.
Because that was the third one Corby and I did, because the first two were even
worse.
Corbin yeah. said if he has an issue.
So I said,
I'm going to forward it to Jeff Catlin right now.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
I just need an upbeat spot. I need some help.
It sounds like he's trying to read the copy.
She's freaking out.
Oh, I've never heard a woman more frazzled.
I know. It's so
that
bad.
I wasn't dating.
One Corby and I did because the first two were even
worse.
Corbin yeah. said if he has an issue.
So I said,
I'm going to forward it to Jeff Catlin right now.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
I just need an upbeat spot. I need some help.
It sounds like he's trying to read the copy as he's voicing it.
And so that's when I said something.
It
he said
like he's mad.
He said that.
No, it sounds like
if you had
like
it,
not,
if you
not.
Want to talk to him, that to go to him, and because I was starting to turn the in between.
Me.
So
Corby always does an amazing job.
Oh. Thank you, Carly.
Okay.
And now, unfortunately, tomorrow's Friday. It starts on Monday, and
well,
now I don't
Corby
have a spot.
Is working tomorrow, we can recut the spot tomorrow.
I need the spot now because
well,
it takes.
He's on the air right now.
I know that, but, yeah. I know that.
So he'll have to, I guess he'll have to do it when he gets off at 7. I don't know what.
Well, it's not here.
What do you mean?
When they go to break, I'll poke my head in there and I'll see if maybe.
Well, I'm saying it's Jeff Catlin and his program director. He can manage it. It's not our job to manage it.
There you go, Alec. There you go.
Pass
it is
the
not,
right.
it is not
that
your
thing
job.
Off.
It well, is you, not your job.
You got
such,
that right.
Such a great behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, it is.
And what happens up here.
So she's flipping out. Now, in the meantime, somewhere in there, I don't know what time this all was taking place, but Kat gets the email. And Pat went to Kat
and, says,
and said, look, it's a gag. It's a gag. Well,
right.
Jeff comes in here, and we're in break, and he goes, dude, what is going on? And I tell him the whole story. He goes, does she know yet that it's a gag? I go, no, she doesn't know. He goes, man, she is wigging out. You need to do something.
Okay.
So I decide to go down there and confront Carlene.
Just Carlene?
Just Carlene. There's no Alec.
You?
I go right to her desk.
Okay.
So there's a cubicle.
So there's people around, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I go down in the next break, and here is Carlene and myself.
Hey, you.
What the f*** did
you
I do wrong?
Me?
No.
I need you to go, like, I thought you were, like, F you to me or something. I needed to be like, hey, you know what?
What was I, a buzzkill?
Honestly, don't take this the wrong way. You sound like you're on another planet. It's like I thought, okay, what did I do?
I'm just so sick of recording these. Why do we have to do these so many times?
Because, can I just tell you, I got the copy. And I have been told you need to read it verbatim.
And I read it verbatim.
You read it verbatim. I sent it for approval, and they said, we're making a change. Corby needs to change it. Corby needs to change it.
Can you tell those people that I'm so sick of all the changes that are going on with those things that we have to do them every day or whatever.
And I mean,
so much cussing.
Oh, yeah, and it's so nothing. It's like, I mean, oh, okay, here's a spot. Let's read it. It's 30 seconds long. Okay, no, I don't, it's not a big deal at all, but to sit there and to her.
And you're fighting this.
Oh, yeah, like, F them. I mean, come on.
Those people that I'm so sick of all the changes that are going on with those things that we have to do them every day or whatever.
Here's the other problem. They sent me copies. You do it correct. I send it to them, and they go, it's wrong. I'm like, it's wrong. It's verbatim. Oops. I sent you the wrong version before we made any revisions. But everything was perfect this time. Perfect when you did it on Tuesday. Perfect. I sent it immediately.
Tuesday.
Perfect.
And it's Thursday.
Perfect. Yesterday, she came back and said they didn't approve it because they want Corby to personalize it.
You tell those people.
Well, please don't be mad.
Those people.
Don't be mad because
I don't want to redo that because they are the ones, they're the problem, not me.
The client who's paying all this money,
right, they're the problem.
Not me who reads a spot like this. Like I just got shot up with heroin or something like that. They're the problem.
Because
I don't want to redo that because they are the ones, they're the problem, not me.
Well, you're disagreeing with you. I want to put it in and be done with it. I seriously thought when I got this spot back, wow, Corby must really be mad at me because it was like it's almost funny. I deleted it, but maybe I should keep it. Like, you know, 20 years from now, we'll play it. But
how about a week from now?
Like 6 days, we'll play it again. How'd you like that, Carly?
Keep it. Like, you know, 20 years from now, we'll play it. But don't be mad at me.
I'm just with you.
Is that her hitting you?
Yes. I recorded too. That one was just a bit.
She looks at me and she goes, she didn't believe me then. She goes, no, it's not. Like, this is not a bit. This
isn't.
This is not funny. It is a bit, Carlene.
I recorded too, Carlene. We had him send the fake one to you because I knew you'd freak out.
You are.
It's a bit. Come here.
Honestly, I told
Dad
I said just
be mad. No, I did this on purpose. It's just a joke. He's sending you the real one right now. I gotta go on the air. I love you.
That is awesome.
Wow.
You ruined her day for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
it
was about an hour where she was freaking out. We let her sit on it for a little bit, and then she came trolling down here and wigging out and everything.
Now, was she happy with the final product?
I would say so, yes. She was very happy that... I mean, there was a lot of angst there, it seemed. A lot of angst.
Baker Brothers are happy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Alex all right?
Yes. Everybody is
all
right.
All's well that ends well.
Yes.
The three favorite things are Alex...
It's all relative.
Yeah, it's all. What is it? Upbeat is relative.
Yeah, upbeat is relative.
And then the second he hears the spot, we got to redo that. But please, can we hear the fake spot one more time? Because this is so lethargic and so badass.
All right. Orby here. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air would like to ask you a very
personal
question.
You didn't even pronounce Brothers good.
How old's your water heater?
Brothers.
If you don't know, your family could be at great risk. You see, water heaters are warrantied by their manufacturers for 6 or 8 years. After that, they become increasingly inefficient and can develop costly leaks. If your water heater is more than 6 years old, do what we did at the Davidson House and call Baker Brothers. They have special low prices on every new Rheem water heater they install, and Baker Brothers will extend Rheem's 8-year guarantee with an additional 4 years absolutely free.
God.
You gotta love that. Make sure your family's safe with a new Rheem water heater. Go tankless with Rheem, and you'll never run out of hot water again. And with Baker Brothers' additional 4 years, you get up to 12 full years of hot water worry-free.
So meandering.
So call Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, 214 or 817-267-0900, or visit BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, great service since 1945.
God!
I love the trail off too. Baker, this is 1945.
It's very Layla Ticker Tease.
It is. Everything is
1945. Baker Brothers! Oh, that was Joe's Crab Shack, by the way.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, there you go. There's a little fun time prank. A little schoolyard prank.